So today I'm going to open Blue Max, the Atari XE version of Blue Max. Blue Max was originally a Synapse game for the Atari 400 and 800, and it was re-released by Atari in 1987 or 1988 for the XEGS game system, which was a game system designed to use up some of Atari's existing parts for the XL, XE line of computers, and as well try to make some money to fund the Atari ST and maybe, just maybe, make a statement in gaming, but they didn't really do it. But I've never had an XE, I never had an XEGS, I never opened one of these games before, I don't even know what it's like. So let's find out what it's like to open an XEGS game. All right, so the box feels like a traditional Atari 2600 box. Let's get one and see the size, how the sizes are. So here's one right here. Here's a Battlezone Atari 2600 box. It's in a plastic case, but if you see, it's a little bit bigger. These boxes are a little bit bigger. I don't know why. You know, back in the day, Atari made their computer game boxes far bigger. No one really understands why they did it, except maybe bigger seemed like it was better. Anyway, let's see what's inside. There's the back of the box. Looks a lot like what I remember the Blue Max box looking from Synapse. What's in here? You've got a warranty card. Oh, an XE manual. I've never seen one of these before. They're designed a lot like the 7800 manuals of the day. That's interesting. Cool. And then also in here is the XE cartridge. Now, I want to play this game because I absolutely adore Blue Max. Blue Max from Synapse Software might just be my favorite pure action game for the Atari 8-bit computers. It's just one of those games that appears to use all of the resources of the 400 and 800 perfectly to create an outstandingly fun time. On its surface, Blue Max is an isometric shooter similar to Zaxxon. Managing XY position on the screen added to the Z-axis for altitude are required to play the game in any reasonable way. When the game starts, you are treated to a beautiful soundtrack that makes perfect use of the Pookie chip. When you start the game, you're on a runway. Your plane begins to taxi. You must wait until your speed reaches 100 before you take off. I changed the option when I played to make the Z-axis not reversed, so up is up and down is down. There is a score area at the bottom of the screen, and this indicates a lot of things for you. The color of the background tells you the following. Flashing, you are too low and hit ground objects. Brownish, you can strafe objects with your guns. Black, good to go. Blue, you're at the proper altitude to engage other planes. Red, you're hit by enemy fire. Green, apparently there's also a green background when you win the game, but I don't think I've ever seen it. Your job is to, honestly, just blow up as much stuff as possible, and it's frickin' fun to do. The strafing is particularly satisfying, with access tanks, artillery, and vehicles obliterated to satisfying little explosions with big, pokey sounds. You fly down a river valley, and there are many bridges, ships, and buildings to destroy. Many of the larger ones cannot be strafed, but instead must be bombed.
You have a limited number of bombs. To bomb, you hold down the fire button and press down on the joystick. This will also make the plane lose altitude, so it's best to bomb from a higher one. There are also strategic targets that must be hit. Hit enough of them and you get to the next level. Something I don't think I've ever seen. Red ships, blue planes, flashing cars, buildings and bridges with targets on them are all strategic. Enemy planes are probably the hardest targets, but the most satisfying. Some fly in from behind, others fly straight at you. You need to adjust your altitude to hit them, using the shadows on the ground to see which direction to go up and down. When the score panel turns blue, you know you can hit them, but they can also hit you. You can take damage to your guns, bombs, maneuverability, and your fuel, which is also limited. Periodically, landing strips will arrive. Press the fire button when you see one to put down the landing gear, then get as low as possible before you pass the hangar, or you will not land. You are not safe on the landing strip. Enemy planes will try to bomb you as you refuel, rearm, and get your plane fixed. You can chicken out and press the fire button to take off. When your game is over, it gives you a rating. Most of mine are terrible. When will I gain the respect of the machine? When will I play well enough to beat it? Honestly, this game was so much fun, I had a very hard time stopping playing. And I also realized there were levels and there was an ending as well. I decided I needed to see them. A guy named Bob Poland made this game. He has two other credits, both Atari 800 games, Puzzle Panic and Blue Max 2001. Fine games, but there are no Blue Max. Blue Max is exquisite. Blue Max uses the machine to an almost perfect degree. I wish he had made more games, but in some ways I don't. With Blue Max, he could have just stopped. It was like a magnum opus. I play, and then like magic, I play my best game ever. That's how it is with these old games. You suck, you suck, you suck, and then all of a sudden you suck less. They pull you in for one more try, and one more try, and one more try, and then soon you find yourself in the best game you've ever played. In this one, I land at least three times and hit all the targets, well, most of them anyway, and I have many near misses, but manage to get out of all of them. But then my plane loses its guns, bombs, and ability to maneuver. A landing strip waits ahead, and if I can just get to it, all will be mine. Maybe level 2 is within my grasp. It is! I make it, and it feels familiar. The river goes away, and I'm bombing the enemy's own airfields. On my first try, I never make it out, so I try again and again, and it goes much better, and then I make it to level 3. The buildings can't be bombed. The obvious targets seem too easy to hit, but they're not. If I can see this, maybe finishing the game is within my grasp? The green background of triumph, though, eludes me still, just as it did 40 years ago. And then it hits me. It didn't elude me 40 years ago. I've seen all this before. I have. A long ago memory stashed in the back of my mind. I recall it vividly now, sitting in front of our 19-inch color TV, the one Dad refurbished from the garbage in the street, holding my Wiko command control stick, trying to hold on for dear life to make it through to the next landing strip. And I have a suspicion that I did do it back then. I won this game in the 80s. The memory suppressed until this very moment. I make it to the third level twice, but I'm never able to hit the correct targets. I resign myself that maybe I will never see it again. But at the very least, I know this to be true. I finally made it to Air Cadet Class 2. I have a happy place. When I need to relax, my mind wanders back to the days of having an Atari 800 on my desk, in my room, in the room my brother and I shared. There was something so simple yet so profoundly world-altering about having my own computer when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. Back then, the computer was the escape, escape from the real world. I could dive into it and forget about everything else. Now the computer is the opposite. It's an entry into the real world, which, by the way, if you haven't noticed, sucks pretty mildly these days. So I think that's why, when I'm at a complete point of rest, my mind drifts back to the Atari 800. I imagine myself putting cartridges into the 800 and discs in the 810 disk drive. I imagine booting up games like Blue Max, sometimes exactly Blue Max. And I think that's why I do this. Retro gaming, vintage computing, etc. It's not just pure nostalgia. It's a zen-like experience, allowing me to return to a time when things were simpler, when success was making sure you hit enough targets, you hit Eldaland, you refueled, and you tried to make it to level 2. For everything else, while I played on my Atari 800, I had not a care in the world. Opening and playing games like Blue Max on an Atari 800, it's more than just fodder for another lame YouTube video. It's the way I connect the whoever I am today with that bright-eyed kid who I once was 40 years ago.